So this week I wanted to talk about how we are thinking about buying generative AI products. So roughly speaking, we have two kind of buckets that we put our bets in. We have safe bets, which are like Inlytics. I would even put ColdDM in that category, Screenshot API, Sheepbest, WorkCloud, Toybox. All of these were products that were built. There's no kind of AI magic. They had some revenue when we were buying them. So Inlytics was at 5 or 6, ColdDM was at 200. So that was a little closer to adventure bets, which I'll get to in a second. Screenshot API was making about 500 a month. Sheepbest was 800. WorkCloud was over 10,000. Toybox was a few thousand as well. So our safe bets are what you would expect maybe when you look at what we're trying to do, right? We buy profitable SaaS companies. That was XO's original charter, and to a certain extent, it still is. Path two, though, is interesting because we have all of these new bets. And the reason we're even bucketing these into these two categories is really because we don't have, in any real sense, a fund. XO is not a fund. It's three dudes investing our own cash. That's really it. So we're limited really into the kinds of companies that we can buy. And really what I mean by that is the size of companies that we can buy. These adventure bets, what I'm putting into this bucket is not necessarily just AI stuff. These would also be more experimental things that don't have any customers yet. SupportKai is an AI first product. I'll get to what we think that means in a second. But another one was Sentiment Investor, where actually we thought there were some paying customers. And when we bought it, there actually weren't any paying customers. And so it became an adventure bet. But really these adventure bets are, the expected outcome is different than the safe bets. The safe bets success is 5% month over month. We're buying them for 1x ARR or 2x ARR. They're doing some kind of revenue. Some could mean, again, 1,000 a month. Some could mean 10,000 a month, 20,000 a month, somewhere in that range. Those are our safe bets. And we'll put them through our playbook. We have skills, people, a team in place to execute on that. And again, we're looking for 5% month over month growth compounded till the end of time. And we'll have really great outcomes and have had some good outcomes executing on this type of playbook. Generally speaking, we'll hold these forever. We have a few of these, namely Screenshot and Sheepbest. They're a light burden on engineering and a light burden on customer support. The problem is there just aren't that many of these in our price range. Things get a little more interesting if we could buy stuff that was in the mid seven figures, maybe 2 million, 3 million and up. Then it starts to get pretty interesting, the kinds of things we could buy. A lot of our problems with shared services can go away too, because we would actually have enough revenue to staff individual people at the company level, which would be a dream. And we hope to get there. But for now, we have a shared services group. So our engineers switch between different products. We have one customer support person, and she handles all of the portfolio companies. And this is fine for us for now. We can probably 5x to 10x where we are now on the shared services model. That's fine. But eventually, it would be quite nice to buy something that's doing, let's say, we buy something for about 5 million, it's doing 1 to 2 million in recurring revenue. That's enough for us to hire some full-time dedicated people to that company. So we would have an engineer or two or three that are dedicated to just that one product. We might play around with the idea of a CEO for that one company or a general manager for that one company. And that scales out wonderfully, but we're not there yet. So again, if I could deploy all of our money that we have set aside or earmarked for XO into these safe bets, I would. The reality is, though, you go and look on Acquire, there just really aren't that many of these in our price range that we like, that we feel like would be great buys. So that leaves us with either not buying anything for a while and just kind of being passive and waiting for more of these safe bets to come around, or we go and we make some higher risk bets that might be AI products with little to no traction. They might be other products with or without AI that also have little to no traction. So we just bought one called SupportKai, little to no traction. It is an AI first product, and we're kind of running that through our playbook now, but TBD on whether these types of bets work. The expected outcome, though, relative to the safe bets is zero. It should be zero. We should go into these buying them saying, actually, we're totally fine if this goes to zero. It's a complete write-off. But if we make 10 of these bets or 5 of these bets, one or two of them will pop. That is the hope. And that's kind of why I call them adventure bets, because it's not quite venture, right? We're not really, that's not quite the game, but it's venture in the sense that the expected outcome, the most likely expected outcome, is zero. So they're adventure bets because venture funds themselves are subject to power laws. So a relatively small number of investments will pay back the entire fund, and most of them will go to zero. And a few might be, you know, kind of mediocre base hits, whatever, but they're not going to return the fund. And so that's kind of the model that we are playing with on the adventure bet side. In terms of generative AI, outside of all the hype, some of our adventure bets are on AI first product. So again, Support Guy is the first entry point into this for us. We have two more under LOI that we're looking at. The core driver of these is the large language model that everybody knows and loves from OpenAI. And either these tools will take off because the tech is ready, they deliver value immediately. We've seen evidence of this in the market. It's why we feel like some of these are good buys. However, there's nothing like a paying customer to say what is or isn't true or is or isn't real or is not of value. And so the expected outcome of most of these, I think, will actually be zero. There might be a year or two of kind of feast where everybody's excited to and open to trying these new products while they're fresh in people's mind and people are really interested in obviously automating tasks that none of us want to do, or, you know, the idea of you know, removing some headcount and replacing that with a software tool that costs $20 a month is really alluring. So people will try these tools, but whether they stick around for a year or two or three or four and continue to use them, it's hard to tell. And so we have this moment now where there's a bunch of interest. We can get users and get initial paying customers, but there is just no way over the long term that they're going to stick around unless the tech is actually delivering. So where is the tech delivering right now? Blog posts, content, writing stuff, being a writing aid, all of that with Jasper. There's 100 of these tools, maybe 1,000 of these kind of writing type tools that people find helpful and pay for and use. I think that's valuable in there today. But there are also other use cases that it's really sort of up in the air as to whether they can complete the job to be done today. And we have some time over the next couple of years as people kind of catch up or catch on and be patient with the tech while it's improving. But the reality is, us included, all of these products that are using these large language models have the same limits. They all have the same roof. So the trick is for us to make these bets on stuff that we feel like we could actually deliver on the promise to the customer, right? We could actually complete the job to be done with the tech as it is today. And maybe a couple bets where we think it might be in a year or two, but I think that's really, really hard to predict. So that's sort of how we're thinking about buying these generative AI products. Again, if I had the ability to just go buy $500,000 worth of these safe products, I would, but we just can't wait around any longer for stuff to just come on the marketplace for us. It's just too slow. We're not going to grow as fast as we want to if I have to sit around and wait for something cool to come on Acquire that we want to go buy. And so that's why we're making some of these adventure bets. I think we'll do roughly 4 to 8 of these in 2023. So we have 2 under LOI now, and we'll see where those net out. But I believe that we could do between 4 and 8 this year and just see how that plays out. We'll continue to make safe bets as they come along. But again, that's a little bit reactive. It's hard for us to, I mean, of course, we can go out and try and drum up some deal flow, and we do. But it's still a slow, laborious process, and they really just don't come up that often. Again, when they do, we'll strike, and we'll strike fast, but we cannot wait for those. And then, of course, just for fun, I was playing with Runway ML, which is getting a lot of traction right now, and people are just, you know, obsessed with this tool, and it looks just amazing, and you watch all the demos, and it's incredible, totally incredible, insane, So I trained it on 22 images of myself and asked it to create a picture of me riding a pony. And this is what it came up with. And in case you can't see just how much this looks like me, let me do the zoom crop for you. And I think, yeah, if you can't see this because you're listening right now, check out the blog post. And I think that you will agree with me that we have absolutely reached the singularity. Game over.